From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama today signed into law a bill that for the first time allows homosexuals to serve openly in the U.S. military.
While today marks the end of a particular struggle that has lasted almost two decades, this is a moment more than two centuries in the making.
It will be some time, however, before the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell takes effect. The Pentagon has to complete an implementation plan, and each service has to certify the change won't hurt combat readiness. President Obama says those steps will be taken swiftly and efficiently. There's hope a partisan standoff on a bill to help 9/11 first responders may be coming to an end. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the White House is calling on Congress to act before the end of the lame duck session.
This bill would give health benefits to 9/11 first responders suffering from cancer, lung disease, and other problems related to working at Ground Zero. Some New York lawmakers have criticized the White House for doing too little to get the measure through Congress. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says they should direct their anger at Republicans, not the White House.
There's nobody in our party left to convince. They're all there. They're all there. And I hope that, and the president hopes that when this bill is likely brought up for its reconsideration today, that there are those on the Republican side that do just that and reconsider.
In order to overcome a Republican filibuster, two GOP lawmakers will have to join the 58 Democrats in voting to bring the bill to the floor. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Two firefighters in Chicago were killed this morning, battling a three-alarm fire in an abandoned building. As many as 14 other firefighters were hurt when, as NPR's David Shaper reports, part of the building collapsed on them.
Neighbors say squatters and homeless people often went into the single-story brick building to seek shelter from the cold. Chicago fire officials say that's why close to a dozen firefighters went into the vacant, burning building. While they were inside searching for possible fire victims, the roof and a wall collapsed, trapping several of the firefighters. More than 100 firefighters responded to the Mayday call, quickly dug out their trapped colleagues, and rushed them to hospitals. The Cook County Medical Examiner pronounced two of them dead. Fire officials say more than a dozen other firefighters are hospitalized, some in serious to critical condition. Coincidentally, this tragedy comes on the 100th anniversary of the deadliest fire in the Chicago Fire Department's history. 21 firemen were killed in the Union Stockyards fire December 22, 1910. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A revision of gross domestic product in the third quarter finds the U.S. economy grew slightly more than earlier estimates. The Commerce Department says GDP grew at an annualized rate of 2.6% last month, a tenth of a percent higher than initial calculations. And Wall Street is mixed on that news. The Dow is up 16 points at 11,549. The NASDAQ is down just a fraction at 2667. This is NPR. Imported cars lead the list of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's top safety picks for the 2011 model year. 66 models are being awarded, more than ever before. South Korea's Hyundai and Kia, along with Germany's Volkswagen, are rated as the safest new vehicles, with 9 awards each. GM, Ford, and Toyota each won 8 awards. With the disputed president of Ivory Coast under increasing international pressure to step down, he says he's offering an olive branch to end a political standoff. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports he's proposing an international mediation panel in a bid to resolve the crisis.
After Laurent Gbagbo warned foreign powers not to meddle in Ivory Coast affairs, at his hasty inauguration 3 weeks ago, he remained studiously silent until now. With mounting calls for him to hand over power after last month's presidential runoff, Gbagbo has cracked open the door of dialogue with his challenger Alassane Ouattara, but on his terms. Gbagbo insists he is the legitimately elected president, and he has invited an international panel to mediate to avoid another civil war in Ivory Coast, he says. Gbagbo's critics say the world has spoken and warn he's just buying time, despite overwhelming regional and international pressure for him to concede electoral defeat to the recognized winner Ouattara. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
South Korea is conducting another round of military exercises amidst heightened tensions with the North. Today's annual drills are being held in the East Sea, on the opposite coast from where they were held earlier this week. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.